Dear ladies and gentlemen, our distinguished guests, on behalf of the organizer committee of the 12th Wellman International Scientific Conference entitled New Directions in Agriculture and Rural Development, I cordially welcome all of you. My name is József Horváth, the secretary of this conference. The conference is organized by University of Szeged Faculty of Agriculture, Hódmezővásárhely, in collaboration with University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, Timisoara, as well as Hungarian Academy of Sciences Regional Committee in Szeged. Let me introduce our distinguished invited guests by their name. Professor József Pál, Vice-Rector for Foreign Affairs and Public Relations, University of Szeged.
Good morning.
Professor Cosmin Popescu, Dean, University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, Faculty of Agronomy. Dr. Florin Imbrea, Vice Dean, University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, Faculty of Agronomy. Dr. Cosmin Salazan, University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, Faculty of Farm Management. Professor Árpád Párduc, Vice President, Hungarian Academy of Sciences Regional Committee in Szeged. Zsolt Benkő, Member of the Municipal Council, Hódmezővásárhely. Professor Károly Bodnár, Dean, University of Szeged, Faculty of Agriculture. The keynote speakers of this plenary session are Professor Jaakko Mononen from University of Eastern Finland. Professor Márton Jolánkai, Szent István University, Hungary. Dr. Miklós Heltai from Szent István University, Hungary. And Dr. Raimondas Sadzevicius from Alexandra Stulginskis University, Lithuania. I now call upon Professor József Pál, Vice Rector of University of Szeged, to open the conference.
Dear colleagues, on behalf of the University of Szeged and in the name of the rector of this university, Gábor Szabó, I should like to warmly welcome you at this occasion in Hódmezővásárhely. As you know, the Faculty of Agriculture of our university is a member of a greater university, quite great, maybe that the one of the biggest Hungarian universities. We have 12 faculties, and we, for historical reasons also, we have very good relationships with colleagues of Romanian universities, because our university, as you know, comes back to Kolozsvár University, Cluj University, established by István Báthory in 1581. And this university was moved to Szeged 92 years ago. This conference is highly estimated and highly appreciated by the authorities of the university. Not is the first, but a part of a long series, because the 12th conference of Wellman conference, Oscar Wellman was a well-known Hungarian scientist in this field of research. And the success of this conference, a series of conferences, is demonstrated by the fact that that is the 12th occasion of meeting, speaking, and to express, to carry out common research on agriculture, on food and environmental sciences. I should like to warmly welcome our distinguished guest, Professor Cosmin Popescu, Professor Dean of the Faculty of Agronomy of Banat University, Professor Károly Bodnár, Dean of our Faculty of Agriculture, and all organizers. I think that I am convinced that this occasion and the deal with to deal with agriculture, the food, and the other problems, scientific problems of this field of knowledge, is fundamental for the future, not only of this region of Europe, but at this region of Europe, but also at the level of the scale of international scale. And Hungary and this region, Banat, Bácska, Szeged, was considered always one of the most important territory or most important place of production, agricultural production. During this conference, I wish you a very successful and fruitful, useful discussions, and for our distinguished guests also a nice stay at Hódmezővásárhely at Szeged, considered as a sunny town and a sunny region of Hungary, and this occasion really the weather is beautiful. So I naturally not is the first element of the say of Szeged and success of a conference like this, the weather, but it always important emphasize our friendship, the importance that the university wants to give to this event. Have a nice day and have a fruitful and good conference with us. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vice-Rector, for the opening speech. As the chairman of the organizer committee, Professor Károly Bodnár, Dean of the host faculty, would like to greet the conference.
Thank you. Dear Mr. Vice-Rector, dear Mr. Dean, dear Mr. Vice-President, our distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, welcome on our International Scientific Conference at the University of Szeged, Faculty of Agriculture. Special greet to the foreign participants who came from different countries, for example, from Finland, Kosovo, Lithuania, Romania, and Serbia. It is a great honor of us that you accepted our invitation to our scientific event. Special greeting to our distinguished guest, Professor József Pál, Vice-Rector, to Professor Árpád Párduc, Vice President, Zsolt Benkő, member of the Municipal Council. And first of all, I would like to say thanks to Dean Professor Kozmin Popescu and Vice Dean Professor Forin Imre, and also Vice Dean Kozmin Salazan from University of Agricultural Sciences and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, Timișoara, whose university is the co-organizer of the conference. We worked together for years, and we have a very good transnational cooperation on several fields. Thank you very much. Dear ladies and gentlemen, I hope that our conference, the scientific work, the ideas and innovation, and of course the human resource background you represent here, also will have an influence on our region, our town, and our faculty. I wish you a useful scientific meeting, workshops, and a pleasant stay at our faculty and in our town. I would like to ask Professor Kozmin Popescu, the Dean of the Co-Organizer University, for the greeting of the participants. Thank you very much for the attention.
Thank you, Mr. Dean. Thank you. You want to speak? Yes. I'm very happy. I'm honored because I'm here for the first time in Hódmezővásárhely in your Faculty of Agriculture, and in my quality of Dean of Agriculture, Faculty of Agriculture from Timișoara, I want to express my message for Mr. Vice-Rector from University of Szeged, for Vice-President from Academy, and for representative of municipality. And not last time, for our friends, Mr. Dean, Mr. Botnari. it's a pleasure for me because I see here more friends, more colleagues from our colleague from Timișoara, from our university. I'm first time here, but it's my pleasure to be here with our partner, because if 5 years ago our collaboration between our institution, starting with 2-3 people, and now I can express my my opinion, because after 5 years our collaboration, after our collaboration you have one program of research together with your faculty. If it's closed with successful, you are very happy about very happy about our collaboration. And in this period, which I know and speak with Mr. Dean, you make a change of experience, and I write the books. And our collaboration until now, it's very, very good. And I want to thanks for my colleague, for my friends, Mr. Dean Botnari. Here I am with my colleague, my friends from Faculty of Agriculture, Mr. Vice Dean, Mr. Florin Imbria. We are coming here with the pleasure because you have many reasons in common, many target in common, working together for the students, with the students, working in the agriculture for the agriculture. And our two institutes working in the sector for education, for the agriculture sector, more 100 years in education for agriculture, and more 50 years, which I know, in the superior agronomic education. And I think with our experience and together, you can make something for the new direction in agriculture and the new direction in rural development. You are here together like co-organizer for this meeting, and I hope in for the future in our collaboration, and thank you for everything. Thank you, Mr. Dean. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your very kind speech. And now I would like to ask Professor Cosmin Salazan, as the representative of the co-organizer faculty, University of Agriculture and Veterinary Medicine of the Banat, the Faculty of Farm Management, to welcome the conference in the name of Mr. Dean, Professor Vasile Goshan.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a great honor to be here among friends and colleagues again, and to greet the conference on behalf of our collective of research and education and extension we do for so long together. And it is just to underline that this is a beautiful beginning, which is always expected to be followed but by some more success. So on behalf of my colleagues, I thank you for the opportunity to address the room today, to be here, and although I manage rarely to come here, for some reason I feel like being at home. I believe this is more related to the soul than to the reasoning, but this is a talk I find useful to share with you. And in respect to the target of the today gathering, looking to the research, I remember that less than 10 years ago, during a mission to the FAO regional office in Budapest, I took the opportunity, as they are almost neighbor, to your National Library of Agriculture. And I'm ashamed to say I'm not able to read in Hungarian, so there was not much activity to spend in the library, although an excellent library, but I could find a book published by Blackwell back in 1904 or 1906 in English. And that book was about the state of the nation and agriculture. And I found that quite useful for me because at that time we used to share the same borders together, right? As it was addressed here by Mr. Vice Rector earlier, this region here going south to Serbia used to be the same country 100 years ago. So I was astonished reading that book to find out that actually if someone would have just changed the cover of the book, I would have been convinced that I was reading a structural analysis in agriculture and rural development from nowadays, which actually means that we spent successfully 100 years and the structural issues were still there. Now, looking back to the common activity we are developing here, I am extremely pleased, and I have to underline this, that in this region, in these partnerships, there is more farmer-led research and there is more regional research, which is sometimes to the scientists not a very large benefit, as everyone is hunting high-rated research today in order to gather a certain level and a number of points as they are required. But then when we look back, we go to the Blackwell published book 100 years ago and we say, is it really what we need for us and our regions and what we leave behind for the next 100 years? So I'm extremely pleased, and I will say this again, to find out that in this region of Europe, people still care and they don't do research by mind only, but sometimes they drop some soul in their activity. And that is visible through the research. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the speech. The next speaker will be Professor Árpád Párduc, Vice President of Hungarian Academy of Sciences Regional Committee in Szeged. Please, Mr. Vice President.
Ladies and gentlemen, the traditions are playing very important role in the everyday life. They are connecting the past, present, and the future. Naturally, the tradition is very important in the science as well. And this is the reason I feel that it is very symbolic that the conference is named by Oscar Wellman, because he was a well-known and recognized Hungarian scientist who had very important influence on the Hungarian agriculture, mainly the animal husbandry. And if you are reading his CV, you can see that one of his most important characteristics was that he somehow forged the theoretical and practical knowledge. And this, during his whole life, he wanted to put these ideas into practice. And Professor Pai have mentioned that, some of you also mentioned that we are sitting in here on the 12th meeting of such kind. This is also a tradition. You started something and we are and trying to build up. And this will give this conference natural merit and weight. And if I'm thinking over a little bit about Wellman, I think that it is also his spirit which forced you to organize this meeting with the participation of foreign guests. It is very important in the everyday life, but in the science as well, to meet the people who are working on the same field and facing the same problems. I don't want to repeat you. You have beautifully expressed what is the situation here. At least we have a very, very weak past and unsolved questions, and which are common. And naturally, that we have to see the people who are interested and have they are able to do something, to meet here, talk to each other, and make a future for us. And this is a special thanks for the wall meeting, although the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, the regional committee, is a co-organizer of this meeting, I don't want to praise us, but I am praising you, who are the main organizer, that you are putting, and your whole staff is putting so much effort to do this, and this is a very good idea here around. The regional committee of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences is responsible for organizing and helping the scientific and cultural activity, not only in Szeged, but also in this region. And this is South Hungary in the first place, but with the same idea, we are facing the question of the neighboring countries. And we should like to stress and help this activity across the borders. Fortunately, the climate in Europe is getting better. It means that the borders are practically transparent to ideas and people. And this is what we see here, that the neighboring countries, that from Finland and Estonia, are sitting here, and previous meetings there was a lot of foreign participants as well. So I am in a very good position, because in the name of the regional committee, just I wanted to wish you a very successful and fruitful meeting here in this beautiful city and warm city of Hódmezővásárhely. Finally, this is a personal remark. Although the representative of the municipality is sitting here, and I can see that some cultural activity is also planned here. I want to remind you that one block from here, there is a nice pottery, Sándor Ambrus. He's an excellent artist of folk stuff of this kind. So if you have any time to go there to visit his pottery, it would be very nice. So I wish you a pleasant stay here.
Thank you very much for your very kind remarks, Mr. Vice President. In the series of the greetings, last but not least, I would like to request Mr. Zsolt Benkő, member of the Municipal Council in Hódmezővásárhely, to take his welcome speech.
Tisztelt Hölgyeim és Uraim! A elhangzott köszöntők ellentétben én szeretnék magyarul beszélni.
Márti.
Tisztelt rektor helyettes úr, tisztelt dékán úr, dékán úrak, illetve tisztelt professzor úrak! Nagy tisztelettel köszöntöm Önöket Hódmezővásárhelyen, és engedjék meg, hogy Almás István polgármester úr üdvözletét adjam át Önöknek.
Dear Mr. Vice Rector, Mr. Beams, I would like to greet you in Hódmezővásárhely, and I would like to tell that the mayor is greeting you, Almás István.
Ő sajnos polgármesteri teendői miatt nem tudott ma jelen lenni.
Unfortunately, because of this mayor's duty, he couldn't attend the conference.
Nagy megtiszteltetésnek érzem azt, hogy Hódmezővásárhely ismét helyet ad ennek a tudományos konferenciának.
I feel it is an honor that Hódmezővásárhely can host the scientific conference again.
És rövid beszédem elén engedjenek meg három személyes észrevételt.
And please, let me tell you about my personal notions before I start my speech.
A jelenlévők közül többen tudják, hogy én annak idején ennek a főiskolának voltam a tanulója.
Many of you who are present may probably know that I was a student of the faculty before.
Illetve három éven keresztül a munkatársa.
And a colleague for 3 years.
És még egy megjegyzést lennék szívesek meghallgatni tőlem. Velman Oszkár, ahogy elhangzott, egy nagyon fontos, illetve nagyon fontos tudományos munkát végzett.
It is also very important to note that Velman Oszkár carried out a very important scientific work.
És többek között az Országos Magyar Gazdaság Egyesület állattenyésztési és állategészségügyi szakosztályának társelnöki tisztét is betöltötte.
And he was a co-president of the Animal Husbandry and Animal Health Department of the National Hungarian Farmers Association.
És engem az a megtiszteltetés ér, 2009 óta a Hódmezővásárhelyi Gazdaság Egyesület elnöke lehetek, amely szervezet ennek az országos egyesületnek a jogutódja.
And I am honored to be the president of Farmers
engedjenek meg még néhány szót. Hódmezővásárhely életét alapvetően meghatározta a mezőgazdaság. Mindannyian tudjuk, hogy már a 15. századtól kezdve, amikor is mezővárosi rangot kapott, akkor már elég erőteljes mezőgazdasági tevékenység folyt a városban. A folyamatos mezőgazdasági fejlődés az alföldi ember és különösen a hódmezővásárhelyi és a környékbeli tanyákon élő gazdák, illetve földművelők életét alapvetően befolyásolta a mezőgazdaság. A régmúlt idők bebizonyították azt, hogy a helyben megtermelt élelmiszer el tudja tartani a helyi közösséget. De azt is tudnunk kell, hogy folyamatosan kutatnunk kell az új lehetőségeket, korszerű technológiákat, és ennek jó példája a mai konferencia. Kívánom azt, hogy a konferencia résztvevői érezzék jól magukat Hódmezővásárhelyen. És szülessenek olyan kreatív gondolatok, amelyek hozzájárulnak a Hódmezővásárhelyi tudományos élet, illetve a mezőgazdaság fejlődéséhez. És végezetül engedjék meg, hogy professzor úrhoz csatlakozva én is invitáljam önöket azokra különleges helyszínekre, amelyek Hódmezővásárhely hagyományiból adnak egy nagyon fontos képet. Sikeres tanácskozást kívánok, és köszönöm szépen a figyelmüket.
Thank you very much for this very, very kind opening and welcome speeches.